Thank you, Dr. Las, for introduction. Good morning, everyone. My name is Avjinder Singh Clare. I'm from University of Arkansas. In this research, we evaluate the genotype for water user efficiency using extreme carbon 13 isotope ratio and oxygen 18 isotope ratio. Title of my presentation is identifying the promising drought tolerant genotype for high water user efficiency using extreme values of C13 ratio and O18 ratio. In this presentation, I will talk about the background, objectives, hypothesis, materials and methods, results, conclusion, and at the end, potential benefit for this research. First, some background. Soybean yield is very sensitive to drought stress. When drought occurs, it causes significant reduction in the yield. Yield improvement under water-limited environment is complex because it is controlled by multiple genes and is highly influenced by environmental effects. So it is important to break down the yield into simple components so that we use those simple components to improve the drought tolerance. This is the framework that was proposed to improve the yield under water-limited environment, where yield is a function of three components: transpiration, water use efficiency, and harvest index. Water use efficiency is the ratio of biomass to transpiration. As we know, biomass and transpiration are tightly linked to each other. Means when the drought occurs, it reduces the transpiration by closing the stomata. At the same time, it reduces the carbon dioxide fixation and it reduces the biomass production. So improving water use efficiency under water-limited environment, we can improve the yield. However, the water use efficiency and transpiration are difficult to evaluate or measure in the field condition. So we use the carbon 13 isotope ratio that has strong positive association with the water use efficiency. For O18, for transpiration, we use the O18 ratio that has strong positive association with transpiration. The both C13 and O18 are time-integrated measurements. As we know, genetic diversity or variation is important for nutrient discovery, and it helps the plants to adapt to some environmental uncertainty like biotic and abiotic stress. In soybean, we have about more than 19,000 accessions that have good genetic diversities. And genotype that we used in this experiment, we selected from the 373 diverse lines, and we have these 373 lines were used for association mapping for C13 and O18 phenotypic data. That phenotypic data was collected from four different environments. Instead of using the phenotypic data of C13 ratio and O18 ratio, we used the genomic best linear unbiased prediction, GBLUP value. GBLUP values were estimated using the phenotypic data and the marker data. What the GBLUP value do, it reduces the environmental effect and it gives more accurate genotypic effect. So this graph shows how we select the genotype, and all the yellow dot is the average of the GBLUP values from the four different environments. On the y-axis, we have C13 ratio. On the x-axis, we have O18 ratio. Low C13 means low water use efficiency. High C13 means high water use efficiency. Low O18 means low transpiration. High O18 means high transpiration. Based on this information, we divide the genotype into four different groups. Group 1 had high C13, high O18 combination. The group 2 had high C13, low O18 combination. In group 3, we have low C13, low O18. In group 4, we had low C13, low high O18. In this experiment, we only compared the three groups. In each group, we selected five extreme genotypes. Objective of this study was to identify the drought-tolerant genotype with high water use efficiency based on the extreme GBLUP values of C13 ratio and O18 ratio. Hypothesis of this research was that there would be a significant difference in the groups for water use efficiency, and the group genotype in group 1 and group 2 would have higher water use efficiency. To test our hypothesis, we conducted the growth chamber experiment. These were the conditions in the growth chamber experiment: temperature 25 degrees Celsius, light 600 micromole per meter square per second, from morning 6 to night 10 o'clock daily. Relative humidity was 65%. For experiment, we use the PVC pipe. In the picture, you can see the PVC pipe. Size of the PVC pipe was 10 cm in diameter, 25 cm in height, and 2 liter volume. Soil that we used was the 8 to 1 mixture of LB2 potting mix and silt loam soil. As I said early, we compare only 3 groups in this experiment, and each group we selected 5 extreme genotypes. We also provided 2 soil water treatments, well water, water deficit condition. We used a randomized block design, and each run in the growth chamber experiment was considered as a replication. So we had 3 groups, 5 genotypes in each group, 2 treatments that gave us 30 experimental units. And each we repeated this experiment 4 times. That means we had 4 replications. For data collection, we recorded the pot tar weight when we did not add the soil. We recorded the pot capacity weight when we added the saturated soil. And soil water treatments were established 20 days after the emergence. For water deficit condition, we kept the pot capacity weight 45%. For well water condition, we kept the pot capacity weight 75%. These conditions were maintained for 10 to 12 days periods. We weigh the pot daily, and from that we calculate the transpiration rate. And at the end of this experiment, we harvest the biomass and dry them, and use that dry weight to calculate the water use efficiency. We use the analysis of variance post hoc comparison using Tookie's procedure and Pearson correlation. All these analyses were performed in SAS 9.4. Let's move on to the result. Our analysis of variance indicates that we have significant effect of the treatment and group on the water use efficiency and transpiration. And for transpiration, we also had significant effect of the treatment by group. And other important interesting thing to see here, we didn't have significant effect of the genotype within the group. That indicates that in the genotype that we selected in the group, they were more similar to each other. Let's see the result, these in ANOVA results on the graphs. This first graph show the effect of the treatment on the water use efficiency. On the y-axis, we have water use efficiency. On the x-axis, we have treatments. We have significantly higher water use efficiency under water deficit conditions than the well water conditions. The second graph shows the effect of the group on the water use efficiency. And the y-axis is the water use efficiency, the x-axis is the groups. We had significantly higher water use efficiency in group 1 that had high C13, high O18, in the group 2 that had high C13, low O18, then the group 3 that had low C13, low O18, as we expected in the experiment. We also checked the water use efficiency in the extreme C13 and O18 ratio. This first genotype is from the high C13 and high O18. The second genotype was from the low C13 and low O18. The first genotype, we had water use efficiency 3.07. In the second genotype, we had water use efficiency 2.04. And difference between these genotypes for water use efficiency was 47%. That was the large difference. This graph shows the effect of the treatment by group on the transpiration. Here we can clearly see the transpiration was significantly higher under well water condition than the water deficit condition, as we expected. An interesting thing to see here, the group 3 that had low C13 and low O18 was significantly lower transpiration than the other groups. This graph shows the relationship between the biomass to transpiration. And here, the y-axis is the biomass and x-axis is the transpiration. We can see that we have a large R-square value for both well water and water deficit condition, which indicate that both biomass and transpiration are tightly linked to each other. This graph shows the relationship between the water use efficiency and the C13 ratio alone. Here, the y-axis is the water use efficiency, and the x-axis is the C13 ratio. Here, we can see the water we had strong relationship for water use efficiency and C13 under well water condition than the water deficit condition. And this second graph showed the relationship between the water use efficiency and the ratio of C13 to O18. And here we have also high strong correlation between in the water use efficiency and the ratio of C13 to O18 under well water condition than the water deficit condition. And we also checked the correlation, and we saw that ratio of C13 to O18 was strongly correlated with the water use efficiency than the C13 ratio alone, which indicates that the ratio of C13 to O18 ratio was better predictor for water use efficiency than the C13 alone. In conclusion, the group 1 that had high water use efficiency, that had high C13, high O18, and the group 2 that had high C13 and low O18 had higher water use efficiency. And we also find that high correlation between the biomass and transpiration, which indicates that they both are tightly linked to each other. The water use efficiency and C13 ratio has stronger relationship under well water condition than the water deficit conditions. The ratio of C13 to O18 has higher correlation with water use efficiency than the C13 ratio alone. The potential benefit from this research was that we can use the C13 and O18 data to screen and identify the genotype for water use efficiency, and this data can be used in breeding program to improve the drought tolerance. And the take-home message is like we can use the genomic best unbiased prediction values to select the parent for breeding program. Thank you for your time. I would like to answer your question.
Thank you.
Yes.
So do you think that limits the correlation? Because it looks like also your water use efficiency and the yield correlation is low under drought stress conditions compared to well water conditions. Do you think the volume of the soil is a limiting factor for the low correlation under drought stress conditions?
You mean the question is we have a low correlation under drought stress? We conducted this experiment only for 6 weeks.
Your height is kind of it's only like a small amount of soil.
Yes.
In terms of drought stress, is that can dry quickly. If you have a larger container and you have a longer duration of drought stress, would you expect different?
Yes, but we have only one plant in there. We are just evaluating single plant. So we did not see that big difference like we just evaluating only single plant in the pots. So
I have a question also about the pots. When we do these, I've seen different drought stress studies in that, you're trying to maintain a certain percentage, right?
Yes.
Some individuals will include they'll account for the plant weight basically over time, and so they'll have a relative water content of some sort. Did you make any attempt to adjust for that, or is that just
adjustments?
Yeah.
No, I didn't make any adjustment. I just calculated how much water loss every day, and just keep the water level 75%, and then next day I'll check how much water loss. So I have the values that how much water it go through the transpirations. Yeah.
One more question.
Okay, I just have a quick question of the graph. This one. So to me, especially the yellow one, to me it seems like two clustering of points.
Yeah.
So how can you tell it's like a regressional, lean regression?
The thing is, like, this is an experiment we select from the, like, from the genotype that has C13 phenotypic data. We select the extreme genotypes. Extreme one has high C13, one has low C13. Because
how
that,
do you tell that for linear regression? That's my question. I can fit another curve or anything between those two groupings. So how can you confidently tell that R squared equals 2.77 is more significant or like higher than R squared equals 2.36?
So the thing is, like, this the C13 data is from the field from the field. The wattage efficiency we calculate in the gross chamber experiment. That's like showing the relationship.
What
tissue is that? It's like the for C13 ratio. This is from the field experiment, from our from the association mapping field experiment. That's the data from that, but because we already analyzing the C13 ratio data, but this C13 ratio data is from our field experiment.
Is it from plant leaves?
Yes, it's from whole plant.
Whole plant.
Yes. Everything, whole plants. Yes.
Right. With respect to all the questions, I'm sorry about that, but if we have a few minutes at the end, we can go back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.